I don't know what else to say other than I am sick of the chaos. I'm worried that people are desensitized to the mass deaths being caused by this administration because of how much they try to downplay it in a callous way. Donald Trump was just giving a speech on the deaths that he caused by starting a war with Iran. Donald Trump and Israel obviously joined to launch strikes, and then Iran retaliated in the region, sparking a conflict, and Donald Trump got sidetracked by his drapes. This should be impeachment worthy. He begins to point at drapes that he's hanging up in the White House. He even talks about the ballroom that he's building while he's supposed to be addressing the massive death toll that he caused. So again, I'm sick of the chaos. I'm sick of seeing that over 100 Iranian children died due to the United States and Israel striking Iran, and Donald Trump says nothing about it. After Alex Preddy and Renee Nicole Good die under his watch, he says nothing about it. After 4 U.S. service members die, he says there are more to come. That's just the cost. The cost of what? A war that you started? I mean, he slashed USAID, which will cause 10 to 15 million deaths by 2030, and this administration is callous about it. There are countless non-citizens, undocumented immigrants, and citizens alike that have been affected by this administration. Even the shooting, the mass shooting in Austin, Texas yesterday, was said to be caused by somebody who was driven a little bit crazy by the ongoing war, who had been posting about it, who followed a bunch of MAGA accounts and was radicalized. Under Donald Trump's watch, it is getting more and more chaotic. And what is he talking about right now? He's saying, quote, see that nice drape? When that comes down right now, you'll see a very, very deep hole. By the way, this was a press conference about the deaths that have been caused by his war. Watch how he starts off the press conference.
Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program in Operation Midnight Hammer a short while ago, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location because they were unable to use the ones that we so powerfully blew up. But they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons. In addition, the regime's conventional ballistic missile program was growing rapidly and dramatically, and this posed a very clear, colossal threat to America and our forces stationed overseas.
This is absolute propaganda. Obama had a deal to minimize the nuclear capacity of Iran. We could even oversee it. Trump ripped up that deal with no backup plan. Then, like a decade later, he and Netanyahu decide to start a war and use this as a front. Listen, there is an argument to be made that we should absolutely cut a deal with Iran to minimize their nuclear capacity. We should oversee it. We should talk to them. That is not what Trump's doing. He started a war, has killed hundreds, likely to be thousands very soon. I think the official death toll being reported in Iran is 500. That's on top of the 40,000 that the regime has already killed during the protests. And Donald Trump is out there again talking about his drapes. Watch this.
See that nice drape? When that comes down right now, you see a very, very deep hole. But in about a year and a half from now, you're going to see a very, very beautiful building. And there's your entrance to it right there. In fact, it looks so nice, I think I'll save money on the doors because it can't get more beautiful than that. I picked those drapes in my first term. I always like gold.
We're joking here, right? We're absolutely kidding. Here's him a few minutes earlier bragging about the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA that he shredded up because he just doesn't like Obama.
I was very proud to have knocked out the Iran nuclear deal by President Barack Hussein Obama. That was a horrible, horrible, dangerous document. They would have had nuclear weapons 3 years ago, and they would have used them.
Wait, what are we talking about? They did, and they do now, according to Donald Trump. He says that we're striking because they're building nuclear weapons. Okay, let's just back up. He calls Obama Barack Hussein Obama, trying to paint him as someone who is aligned with, like, Islamic regimes or the religion, when he's not. That's what Donald Trump tries to do. He tries to say Barack Hussein Obama. But Obama was the one who negotiated this deal that would have prevented Iran from building their nuclear capacity for over a decade, and then we'd have leverage to renegotiate that. Him tearing that up led directly to this war that is starting now, where he admitted there will be more and more deaths. Continuing right here, Donald Trump then claims that they had 4 weeks to terminate the military leadership and they're already ahead of schedule. He then starts rambling about how his ballroom is also ahead of schedule. Are we joking here? We're watching the United States drift from one emergency to the next, from tariffs to Russia to Iran to Venezuela to Epstein over and over. And Real people are dying. Over the past few days, we've seen Iranian civilians, including children, killed in strikes. Four Americans dead, likely to be more. Many families shattered, lives permanently destroyed, and Donald Trump begins to transition into talking about his ballroom. Let's start off with him talking about how he's ahead of schedule.
We also projected 4 weeks to terminate the military leadership, and as you know, that was done in about an hour, so we're ahead of schedule there by a lot. But please join me in thanking every American service member who bravely is standing in harm's way. They really are incredible, and I just want to thank you. We have a lot of them right here. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We are not ahead of schedule at all. Number one, taking out a leader isn't the hard part. We saw that with Gaddafi in Libya. We took him out, and then what happens? The country devolves into civil war, and we see open-air slave markets that perpetuate. That is not the hard part. But secondly, this is very likely to turn into another forever war where we are perpetually striking Iran. So think about this. We started striking them back in June and July. That was like 7 or 8 months ago. So you can argue this has been going on for 7 or 8 months, even longer. How is that quick? How is that ahead of schedule whatsoever? Then Trump begins to talk about his ballroom.
Great service members here with us too in this beautiful building. Isn't it beautiful? We're adding on to the building a little bit. We're improving the building. See that nice drape? When that comes down right now, you see a very, very deep hole. But in about a year and a half from now, you're going to see a very, very beautiful building.
I don't even know. This guy has given a better explanation for his drape choice and his ballroom decorations than he has for going to war with Iran. We do not have a consistent narrative from this administration, and that is why I am so incredibly sick of the chaos. Look at Trump here, hunched over, the back of his right hand swollen and discolored, looking out of it.
Michael and Jacob, especially dear Linda and Robert, and the entire OIS family. What do you have that you did not receive? This is how I would like to begin these few words to speak to you all here. In this special place and on occasion of this incredibly important ceremony, one that is significant for many, but truly especially exceptional for me.
After that sequence, Donald Trump then exits while ignoring questions from reporters. Doesn't take any. Takes no questions at all. Walks off. And I just want to point out, as Bill Kristol says, I've been trying to give the administration some benefit of the doubt, saying maybe things can turn out well, or at least not too badly, hoping that deaths are minimized. But Pete Hegseth this morning seems to have destroyed any coherent or even defensible rationale for the war. Terrible. That's the main takeaway. There is no defense. There is no rationale. There is no primary objective. There is no national security interest that is being represented. As Axios says, no president in modern history has ordered more military strikes against as many different countries as Donald Trump. He is quite literally a warmonger neocon. He's attacked seven nations, three of which have never been targeted by the United States military strikes. He's authorized more individual airstrikes in 2025 than Biden did in 4 years. So once more, I'm sick of the chaos. I'm sick of the lack of explanation, the lying to our eyes. They'll say they took out the nuclear capacity 7 months ago, then say that they're going to retake it out and we're winning again. I don't believe it. This is going to be another perpetual forever war. They can't lie to us about Epstein, about Trump's health, about Alex Preddy, Renee Good, about the Iran strikes, the strikes in the Caribbean Ocean. We're smarter than that, and we will continue to debunk it on the Adam Mockler channel. If you appreciate the work that we do, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.